I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. If you're wondering what Donald Trump's priorities will be as president, here's a clue. In a speech today, Trump said one of his first executive actions will order the Labor Department to investigate, quote, visa abuses that undermine U.S. workers, end quote. If confirmed, Trump's choice for Labor Secretary, Andrew Puzder, will have to carry out that order. Puzder is the CEO of a fast food company and is famously against raising the federal minimum wage. On immigration, Puzder seems more nuanced, according to Muzaffar Shishti with the Migration Policy Institute.
He generally favors immigration. He thinks that immigration is good for the economic growth of the country. He's not generally in that wing of the Republican Party, which thinks that immigration is inimical to the society. But I think he also seems to suggest that levels of immigration should be tied to the economic sort of well-being and the strength of the country. So you might see a labor secretary who favors more of an immigration policy that's tied to the skills as against family ties to the United States citizens.
So let's talk about lower-skilled workers who are currently in the United States, specifically undocumented workers. How would they be affected by Mr. Puzder in office?
Well, Mr. Puzder will certainly be one of the voices which will determine what the policy of this administration is going to be with respect to the unauthorized. And he will have an important voice in that. We frankly do not know whether President-elect is going to come down on that. He started the campaign, his election campaign, by saying that all unauthorized people should be removed. Then he has since nuanced it by saying that our priority is to remove immigrants with criminal histories, and has also indicated that once he's finished focusing on criminal elements, then the rest of the residual population of unauthorized, which would mean, you know, people who don't have criminal records, there should be some method of dealing with them, but potentially would mean giving them some legal status or the other. Mr. Puzder, in his statements in the past, has favored legalization short of citizenship, which may indicate that maybe his coming in position to the administration.
Yeah, I mean, do you know how Puzder kind of sees a connection to jobs like harvesting our fruits and vegetables, and how this could all impact our labor force generally in the United States?
Well, there is one thing he'll have to look at is whether there is any direct competition between immigrants in general, unauthorized in particular, on the labor market. And that may determine his view on whether people should be legalized or not. But more importantly, I think it is going to determine his views on what kind of temporary worker programs we're going to favor in the future. Are we going to have a temporary worker program which applies both to the high-skilled and also to the low-skilled, or favor one over the other? And that's where we don't know where his views are.
Mm. One thing we do know about Puzder is that he's got a background in the fast food industry, which is known for low wages and often no benefits. It's also an industry that employs a lot of immigrants. What do you see his influence from that background doing more generally to the lives of immigrants?
Well, I think both ways. On one hand, he seems to have indicated that immigrants have a role to play in the economic growth of the country. On the other hand, he also seems to be not in favor of increasing the minimum wage. And, you know, in some ways, those two things can be at variance with each other. That if you really want to advance the interest of U.S. workers, then you really have to increase their wage. And if you don't actually increase their wages, then these jobs become unattractive to U.S. workers. And if they become unattractive to U.S. workers, that becomes a magnet for foreign workers to be attracted to them.
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying that there are really two sides to Mr. Puzder, and we may not actually know what he does until he starts doing it.
Exactly. And which of them will take preference in terms of policy agenda?
Muzaffar Shishti with the Migration Policy Institute. Very good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.